بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. العشرون عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أراد بنو سلمة أن ينتقلوا قرب مسجده فبلغ ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لهم إنه قد بلغني أنكم تريدون أن تنتقلوا قرب المسجد فقالوا نعم يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أردنا ذلك فقال بني سلمة دياركم تكتب آثاركم رواه مسلم. We're still in this chapter of the very many ways of doing good deeds and how easy they are and what great rewards we get from them. This hadith is also narrated by Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the Banu Salimata, which was one tribe of the Ansar in Medina Sharif, they were living at a little distance from the masjid and they had intended to come and live close to the masjid, to relocate and come close to the masjid. And of course the object was to be close to the masjid, to come for namaz regularly, easily. فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This news reached Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So he summoned them and called them and he asked and he told them that this news has come to me that you people are intending to come and live here close to the masjid, you want to relocate. They said, نعم يا رسول الله قد أردنا ذلك. Yes, O Allah's Rasul, that is our intention. In it, perhaps they were thinking that they will get praises, that you are doing a very good thing coming to live close to the masjid. Yes, this is what we have intended. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Bani Salima, stay where you are. For your footsteps that you take to come for namaz, they are written down, the rewards are written down for you. Twice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that stay where you are and your rewards you will get according to the steps, there are number of steps that you come to the masjid. This is the narration in the Kitab of Muslim. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ إِنَّ بِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ دَرَجًا. For every step that you take, you get rewards. رواه البخاري أيضا. So there are great rewards just by walking and coming to the masjid. And for example, we start a little bit back when a person makes his wudu and he only says Bismillah walhamdulillah, only so much before he starts his wudu. As long as this wudu remains, the farishtas make dua for him. So easy to get the farishtas duas. We tell one another all the time, make dua. We are all sinners, but even so, Allah accepts duas. We should do that. But yeah, the farishtas duas. If we get the duas of any buzurg and we hear a real pious person and he made duas for us tahajjud time taking our name, how happy we get. But so easy for all of us to get the duas of the farishtas just by reading Bismillah walhamdulillah before starting the wuzu. But that also is, we have to consider, most of us are such that our bathrooms, our toilets are in our bathrooms and which are not separate. And because of that, being in the toilet, we cannot make duas. Because it is not permissible where the toilet is to make dua there. So we are deprived of all these duas. Anyway, if we make that arrangement and we read that dua, and then when we come, a person who makes wudu at home, and he comes for namaz, he gets the sawab, like putting on ihram at home and going for hajj. What great reward, so easy to gain all the sawab, if we just pay a little attention. And then wudu itself and the duas of wudu themselves are such a great ibadah. But we are mostly deprived of it because most of us, our toilets are part of the bathroom, and because of that we cannot make these duas. And then when we start coming and we come walking to the masjid, wherever it is possible, where it is very far, it is different, but as far as possible we should try and come walking. As we see, this Bani Salima, they were living at a distant place. And the next narration mentions of a person, the Sahaba say, radiallahu anhu, we do not know of anyone who lived more further from the masjid. In other words, he was living very far. But he wouldn't miss one namaz in the masjid with the jamaat in Masjid Nabawi. There were other masjids also in Medina Sharif at that time. But he should come to Masjid Nabawi and make his namazes there. And somebody suggested to him that he should get a conveyance, a vehicle in our time, a donkey, and then if it will be easier for him. He says, the amount of sawab I get for walking, I won't get that. So wherever we can, we should try and come walking to the masjid, even if we are a little bit far. Health providing, and security providing, if we can, we should come walking to the masjid. There are great, great rewards for that. When coming walking, for every step, a sin is forgiven. And one virtue is written. And one stage is raised in Jannah. All this. And when going back again and making the niyat of going back to one's family, one's business, etc., that also there is sawab in that. So coming to the masjid, going from the masjid, and that is if it's walking, so great rewards. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we can acquire all these great rewards. And whatever we can, that is like we make wudu at home, we make wudu such a way that we read all the du'as also. And we get all those rewards also. And Allah also give us tawfiq to come walking. May Allah give us all the tawfiq and accept from us, inshallah. Subhanallah.